Blog Talk Radio.
Is a flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. On that stormy sea, he speaks to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, and thy comfort has come. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, peace speaks to me, and the billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roll. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. Peace speaks to me, and the stormy sea, and thy billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comfort has come. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and thy billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and the billows cease to roll. Tears are flowing like a river, now that comfort has come. He gives victory on the stormy sea, and the billows cease to roam. Blessed quietness, only quietness. Rest assured and see my soul on the stormy sea. He speak peace to me, I might be loose, cease to roam. Bless the quietness, only quietness. Rest assured and see my soul on the stormy sea. He speak peace to me, and the billows cease to roam. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. You're welcome to Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries. Today, I'm blessed to share with you on Peace Be Still. And our text is taken from the Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, from verse 22 to 25. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, I'm reading from verse number 22 to 25. It says, now it happened on a certain day that Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But at the sea, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And there came to him an awakening, saying, Master, Master, carest not that we perish? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and the seas, and there was calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obeyed. Hallelujah. We're talking about peace be still. Jesus is the owner of peace, the author of peace. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, the author of peace, the owner of peace, the one who brings peace to our lives, to our homes, to our families, to our nations. He is the Prince of Peace. I was praying a couple of days ago, and the Lord laid it in my heart to talk with you about this message on peace. A time like this where there's so much trouble all over the world, there's so much wars going on and turbulence in governments, in politics, in economics. There's so much issues even in families and homes. There's so much unrest here and there. What is the answer to all these problems? Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he brings the peace to the whole world that we might have peace, peace like a river, peace like an ocean, the peace that passeth every human understanding. Jesus himself said, he said, peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The peace we're talking about is everlasting peace that comes from God. The peace that we can.
Give me some few minutes. Some few minutes. Yeah, let me see. Okay.
The peace of God that passes every human understanding is what Jesus gives to us. And today we're talking about that peace. Jesus told his disciples, he said, let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side was what he said. And after he made that statement, they boarded the boat, he and his disciples, and they were going to the other side when halfway through, the storms and the rains and the winds started, and it was boisterous. And the disciples went to Jesus and said, Master, careth not that we perish? And Jesus turned to the winds and spoke, peace be still. And when you release that word, the winds calmed down and the storm came down and stopped. Because the owner of peace has spoken, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he has released his peace. He said, "Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." And the disciples were surprised. They said, "Who is this man who the winds and the storms obey him?" They were getting to know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus said to the winds, "Peace be still." Today, Jesus can say to your life, "Peace be still." Jesus can say to your family, "Peace be still." Jesus can say to your home, "Peace be still." Jesus can say to your finances and to your business, "Peace be still." He is the owner of peace. He is the one that giveth peace. Today, there's so much trouble all over the world, unrest, political unrest in nations, economic crisis, social ills, and all kinds of wars are going on. Who is going to give us peace if it is not Jesus, the Prince of Peace? That boat was going across the sea, and there was turbulence, there was storms, there was confusion, and there were problems. The billows were rolling, and water was gushing into the boat in which Jesus was riding. The Bible says that Jesus was asleep behind the boat. He was asleep because he had peace within him. He was in trouble. The man who has God is not troubled. You are built and established upon Christ, a solid rock. Nothing moves you. And when the disciples were troubled by the winds, the winds were boisterous and the boat was rocking. And they were afraid that water was gushing into the boat. They thought the whole thing was going to sink. And they went to Jesus and said, "Master, careth not that we perish?" Jesus woke up from sleep and he spoke only a word to the stormy sea, "Peace be still." And when he said, "Peace be still," the winds and the storms and the rains and the troubled waters responded to the owner of peace. Today, Jesus is saying to you, "Peace be still." Jesus is saying to your family, "Peace be still." Jesus is saying to your finances, "Peace be still." Jesus is saying to your business, "Peace be still." Jesus is saying to you, "Peace be still." The owner of peace is saying, "Peace be still." And the situation responded to the call of the master. Today I got good news for you. I don't care how troubled you are, how troubled your finances are, how troubled your family is, how troubled your home is, how troubled you are in your life. But I got to tell you that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is saying to you today, "Peace be still." You got to receive that word. The word of God to you today is, "Peace be still in your life, in your health, peace be still, in your family, peace be still." Jesus is sending you that word right now. That is the word of God for you today. That the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is prophesying peace into your life, into your troubled home, your troubled business, your troubled marriage. Jesus is saying to you, "Peace be still." The troubled waters responded, the troubled storms, the troubled sea The sinking boat responded to peace be still. That same word is coming to you today. What is peace? Peace is, it's not the absence of war. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is inner tranquility in the midst of turbulence, inner peace, inner joy in the midst of trouble, in the midst of turbulence, in the midst of confusion. You have inner peace, inner joy. There's calmness on the inside of you because you know that the greater one lives in you. The owner of peace lives in you. The prince of peace lives in you. And because he lives in you, you can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. And because I know he is my future. My life is what I live in just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is what I live in just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is what I live in just because he lives. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he has brought you peace today, peace like a river. I got peace like a river, got peace like an ocean. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got peace like an ocean, I got peace like a river. I got peace like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got peace like an ocean, I've got peace like an ocean. I've got peace like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river. I got joy like a river in my soul. Oh yes, peace like a river. Jesus has come to give you peace, not as the world giveth, peace that passeth every human understanding. You've got to receive that peace today in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to send this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Email this link to them. Let them know that the Prince of Peace has spoken into their lives today. Peace be still. The peace that passeth every human understanding. That is the peace that Jesus is giving to you today. Today we pray that the peace of God will come into your life, into your home, into your family, into your finances, into your business. And may he say to you, peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We prayed, amen and amen. You have enjoyed our miracles radio and television today, and I want you to feel free to call area code 240-552-5899 for prayers and counseling. Our toll-free number 1-888-671-7853. You can call anytime. We are ready to pray with you and counsel with you. Visit us on the website, hourofmiraclestv.net, hourofmiraclestv.net. And you can also email us, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. We invite you to watch it with us every Saturday and Sunday at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We want you to come and receive the word of life that changes, anointing and power of God that is flowing. We invite you to come with your families, Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It changes and transforms and makes anew. That's why we invite you to come and worship with us over there at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910, Saturday, 7 p.m., and then Sunday, 3 p.m. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I say long life and prosperity to every one of you who have enjoyed this program. And may God continue to prosper you until the same time tomorrow. Wish you all the peace of God that passeth every human understanding. May you receive the peace and the joy of the Lord in your life right now. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen.